Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
I heard y'all was looking for me. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about jammed beyond physical strength, and we're coming from the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7. So grab your journals. Before we get into the story time, because y'all know we got a story time, I just want to say to the young lady that commented on my Instagram post and said, drop the podcast, boo. The way I screamed. She was like, hey, how you doing? I hope all is well. Drop the podcast episode, boo. And we here, okay? I love you, girl. I love you. So y'all already know it's a story time, so let's get into it. So y'all know it's tax season, and just like the typical black person, the week before it's like, all right, let's get to it. So I was at my mom's job and I was printing out my bank statements, because if you're a content creator or entrepreneur, like, when it comes to taxes, they want all of your information, your income, expenses, and all of that. So I had to print out a lot of information to send over to my tax lady. So I'm at my mom's job, I'm printing everything out, and I have like three more sheets to print out, and then the printer stops working. So when the printer stopped working, my mom was actually on a call. So I'm just like, well, let me just go see what's wrong with the printer. Like, maybe it just needs some more paper, or maybe the paper's just jammed. Like, I've had plenty of printers. I've worked at jobs that had printers. Like, I know how to do this. I don't need help. I got this, because I have experience in this area. Y'all know how we do it. And I hope y'all following me, because we already in the word. So being that I've experienced working and using printers before, I felt like this issue is something that I can handle on my own. I don't need to go get the one that's in charge. I'm going to fix it. So I walk over to the printer and I figure out where is the paper tray. Pull out the paper tray. The paper's there perfectly fine. But then I lean down and I look in the printer and I see that there's a piece of paper jammed. So I'm like, okay, bet. Like, again, I've worked with printers before. Not this printer, but our printers are pretty much the same. So I reach my hand in there and I'm trying to pull the paper out. Y'all, the paper not budging. Like, the jammed piece of paper is just stuck in, and it's stuck really tight. And I can't even, you know, you wiggle it to try to get it out. Nothing is getting this paper out. So now that I tried to fix it on my own, I tried to pull out the tray, pull out the paper, and it's still jammed, I'm starting to think the worst. I'm just like, man, like, I really need to print these three sheets. I got to get them to her by tomorrow. I don't feel like driving somewhere else to print. I just want this to, like I'm thinking of where, and then I'm like, wow, the printer is broke. So my mama gonna be mad because I done broke the office printer. Like, all these thoughts are going through my head because I can't solve this problem that's in front of me. So once I exhausted all of my options and all of my knowledge and my wisdom that I thought I had when it came to printers, I eventually just had to walk over to my mom and say, the printer's jammed. Can you come fix it or do something? Like, it's not working. I'm trying to pull the paper. Like, I'm telling her how I tried to fix it. You know, kind of how we do, God. Like, God, I tried this and I did that. And I'm listing all of the ways that I tried to fix this problem on my own. And when I said it to my mom, she didn't respond back anything. She just got up, walked over to the printer, and she opened a slot that was on the right side of the printer that I never saw be open on a printer before. Like, I ain't never worked this type of printer, but I was leaning on my own understanding and basically like overestimating how much I actually knew about printers, because I never saw a slot come out the right side. So she pulled the slot out the right side, and I noticed when she pulled the slot out the right side, it gave her a full view of where the paper was jammed. The side that I pulled it out from, I was only able to see from one side, but she was able to see all of where the paper was jammed. So I'm like, dang, I ain't never seen no printer like this. Then she came to the side that I was on, and right above the tray that I had pulled out, it was another tray that you could pull out, and she pulled that tray out. Like, she was able to see the top of the paper that was jammed as well as the bottom of the paper that was jammed. I was only able to see the bottom, so I was trying to pull from the bottom, but with her pulling out two more trays, it gave her full view of the situation and the problem at hand. Not only did the two slots that she pulled out give her full view, slot number one showed her where it was jammed, the specific point that it was jammed, where it got stuck. And slot number two provided her with enough hand room to be able to pull it out. My hand couldn't even fit in where I pulled out from, but because she knew how to work the printer, because this is something that she's in charge of, she knew exactly where to go to fix the issue. And God showed me that the two slots that she pulled out, I didn't even think those were places that could be pulled out because it didn't have a word that said pull or push here or anything like that. You just have to know the machine to know that you can pull these slots out. And when I sat down to take notes for this podcast, God led me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7. And it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Because I looked at the printer and I thought to myself, I know how to work printers. I've worked plenty of printers. I was a teacher. I worked a printer every single day. And I was wise in my own eyes, and my eyes deceived me because my mom came right up and opened two new slots that I didn't even know was a slot. And what God used that to show me is that there will be some parts of our life that are jammed beyond physical strength. We think that we have the physical strength or the knowledge, the wisdom, or even the experience. God, I've been in this situation before and I've been in a relationship before, so I know how to go about this one. Even though this is the one that I prayed for, even though this is the man that I fasted for, because I've had a man before, I can get myself out of situation if we ever get jammed in a certain area. Because I've had a job before, I don't need to pray before I walk in the building. Because I had a car before, I don't need to pray about this car. Because I've went on a trip before, I don't need to pray about this trip. Because I've done this before, I'm confident in knowing that when it comes to this trip, when it comes to this man, when it comes to this job, when it comes to this situation, if it gets jammed, I can handle it. And God is saying today, there will be some situations where you will be jammed beyond physical strength because I want to show you how important it is to come to me on the regular. I want to show you how important it is to come to me even when it's a thing that you think you're familiar with. I want to show you how important it is to come to me even when it's a thing that you have experience with. I want to show you how important it is to come to me even when you evaluated the thing, you looked at the printer, you walked around the printer, you read the words on the printer, and you pulled out what you thought was best. I want to show you that it's important to come to me because I know about the slots that you don't even see. God showed me that there will be some situations in life where we will be jammed, and it's a situation that we're familiar with, and we're still jammed beyond our physical strength. And he said, the only way that you're going to get unjammed is by coming to me. And you already know my favorite thing to do is to sit down and look up words, because God, break it down to me. Make it plain to me. Let's dissect this thing. So I looked up the word unjammed. And a synonym for unjammed is freed up, unclogged, unblocked, or cleared. And what God dropped in my spirit is, could you trying to be wise in your own eyes be what's holding up or jamming what God is trying to release in your life? Because you are so wise, because you have worked this before, because you have done this before, you're trying to fix it on your own. You done opened your one little slot and you're trying to squeeze your hand in and pull the paper out, not even knowing that God has a bigger view, not even knowing that God can get a clearer view, not even knowing that God can make a way for you. Because you are so familiar, you're choosing to be wise in your own eyes and lean on your own understanding and your own experience. Could that be what's holding up or jamming what God is trying to release in your life? Because the paper that I was trying to print would not come out. That's what I'm trying to get, what needs to be released. God, I'm trying to get to the promise. I'm trying to get to the prosperity that you promised me. I'm trying to get to this next level that you said is already mine. God, I'm just trying to get the release. I'm just trying to get what's owed to me. And it seems like I'm jammed. And God said, and I'm the only one that can unjam it. Because sometimes I allow you to go through seasons that look familiar. But the sad part about that is you start thinking that you can walk through that season without me. So I have to allow you to experience a stumbling block. I have to allow you to experience a mountain. I have to allow you to experience a trial of tribulation. I have to allow the paper to get jammed. Because if I just keep letting it be released, you'll forget that you need me. Unjammed means to be freed up, unclogged, unblocked. Cleared. The coast is clear. But you have to get the one that's in charge. And it's so funny to think about, because y'all, when the printer stopped working and I saw that the paper was jammed and I saw that I wasn't able to pull it out, I'm like, there's nothing else that can be done. They're going to have to get a new printer. Like, I started thinking the worst. I'm just like, oh my gosh, now I'm not going to be able to print the rest of the paper. Now they're going to have to buy a new printer because I done broke it. I'm trying to pull it out. I couldn't pull it out. So I know my mama couldn't pull it out because, you know, I think that I got all the options. I got all the answers. And I started thinking the worst, not even realizing that me trying to do it on my own, depending on my own physical strength, could have led to the worst. Imagine if I would have kept trying to pull the paper, not knowing that there was two other slots that I could have went through. I'm trying to force it through this one slot. I'm trying to force it through this one way. I'm trying to force it with this one solution. And God said, you so busy focused on what you think is going to work that you're not even giving me an opportunity to show you what else could work. Just because I did it that way don't mean I have to do it that way. Just because you used to those printers don't mean it's the same thing with this printer. But if you want to lean on your own understanding, if you're going to be wise in your own eyes, you just might end up experiencing the very thing that you fear. Because if I would have kept trying to force it, I could have broke the printer for real. But instead, I needed to go get the one that was in charge so that the coast could be clear for what I was waiting to receive to be released to me. And that's today's seed. The coast is clear seed. God, I give you permission to have your way when it comes to me. And I understand that I only know about one slot, but you are the creator. You are the one that's in charge of printers. So you know the pockets in the slots, in the cuts, in the corners that I don't even think exist. You know the parts of this thing that don't even look like it can come out, but it actually can. Because you are in charge, because you are the creator, this is a reminder that I'm looking at my problem. I'm looking at my situation through one view, but you see it as a whole. So Father God, today I'm making a promise to you that I'm not going to be wise in my own eyes, because I understand that my eyes can deceive me. I understand that my eyes can play tricks on me. I understand that there's some things that my eyes cannot see. I understand that even if I've worked with this before, even if I've been in this season before, even if I've experienced a thing like this before, this ain't that. Even if it looks like that, even if it feels like that, it ain't that. So Father God, I'm going to release it to you because I understand that you are in charge, because you are the creator and the only one that can make the coast clear for me to receive what you have for me. The coast is clear seed. And you can sow that to $ at Christian Bay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo, thechristianbay@gmail.com. The coast is clear. Not only did God show me that, God also showed me that it's important for us to begin to go to God at the beginning of the problem. When it first said jammed, instead of trying to figure out how to pull out the tray and pull it out myself, I should have just said, "Mine's jammed." Because then that would have saved me so much time and energy. Then I wouldn't have had extra thoughts of negativity. Because I tried to fix the problem myself, that led to me also thinking that I broke the printer. So now I got two problems. I can't get the paper that I've been waiting to be released to me. And now the object or the printer that I'm using, I think is broken. So now I'm stressing about that too. So now I've just made double trouble for myself instead of just taking it to the one in charge in the beginning. The coast is clear because the one that's in charge, he's here. But we must do our part to go to him, take it to him. You do not have to figure out every problem that happens in your life. I need you to know that you are just a vessel. You are a small part of God's big plan. He's using you like a puzzle piece. So stop thinking that every problem is something that you have to solve. Take it to God and say, "God, I'm just walking and living in the steps that you have ordered to me. And now I'm facing a situation where it seems like I'm jammed. Now I'm facing a mountain. Now I'm facing a trial or tribulation. And instead of me thinking that I can figure it all out, I'm going to bring it to you in the beginning. Because I understand if I try to lean on my own understanding, if I try to be wise in my own eyes, I can, one, create the problem that I fear, or two, double the problem because now I have this negative thought and that negative thought because I'm trying to fix it myself. The coast is clear when we remember that the one that's in charge and the creator is here. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for using me as a vessel to speak on this podcast, your podcast, Father God. I pray that this episode reached the ears that you set out for it to reach, Father God. And I pray that this episode serves as a reminder that the problem that they're currently facing, that they're currently stressing and losing a sleep about, Father God, I pray that this episode is a reminder that they have a father who sees it in a clearer way than they see it, who sees it from different angles and from different slots. Father God, I pray that this episode is a reminder that we only have limited knowledge when it comes to the things that happen to us in our life, even if it's something that we've experienced before, even if it's something that we've went through before in a previous season. We still don't know everything about it in this season. We still don't know how you're gonna fix it in this season, Father God. So allow us to lean not on our own understanding, Father God. Allow us to not be wavered in our faith because of what we see and what we think, Father God. Just give us the discipline and allow this episode to serve as a reminder that our only job is to bring the problem to you. That's all you want us to do. Seek first the kingdom of God. Every day, wake up, and if there's a problem in your face, even if there isn't a problem in your face, God, I'm getting on my face and getting in your presence because I understand that I am not in charge of my life. I am just a vessel. I am just flowing through everything that you have already ordered and ordained for me, Father God. That's the good and the bad. I bring it to you because you are in charge. And as long as I come to you, my creator, the coast will always be clear. So Father God, today we sow the coast is clear seed and we make a promise that we are always going to bring it to you. Not once we've tried to figure it out on our own, not once we've tried to do it based on our own physical strength, or our own knowledge, Father God, but in the beginning, because we understand that if we keep it in our hand, we can make it worse than it was from the start. So today we're promising you that we're coming to you, our creator, the one in charge, because you're the only one that can make the coast clear. We love you, Father God. We thank you for all that you're releasing in our life. We thank you for this month of newness. We thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you for the doors that you closed and the doors that you're going to open, Father God. We thank you for simply being you, Father God. We honor and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. The coast is always clear when you remember that the creator and the one in charge is here. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.